Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance. What hope does the gospel hold out for those of us who have chosen abortion? And sometimes there are women who were coerced, or men who had the decision taken from them, who still feel that guilt and grief. How can the gospel help in those circumstances?
That guilt and grief is not something that we can do anything about. Like you say, when you're struggling with that, and you say, "How am I supposed to deal with the guilt and the grief I have over this?" But that is precisely why God's grace isn't about finding people who can get their act together. It's not about people who don't have something in their past that keeps them awake at night. God's grace is about the fact that God sent His Son into this world and said, "I will take your guilt on myself. I will take all the grief and the sin and the pain that you have in this world, and I will suffer for it, and I will die." God said He would put the guilt of all people, and put my guilt on the back of His Son, and that Jesus would suffer in my place. And that when He did, when the Son of God died and rose again, God said that every bit of my sins had been paid for, every bit of my guilt had been atoned for, and that means that when God looks at you, and when God looks at me, He says, "I have forgiven your wickedness, and I can remember your sins no more." God says that guilt isn't something we have to try to deal with or try to forget. It's something that needs to be atoned for. But that's exactly what Jesus came, and that's exactly what Jesus did. And that's the message of the gospel, that the grief, the sin, the past that we have, they've all been buried in the bottomless sea of the mercy of God. He says that those sins that would bother us so much, God says that because of what Jesus did, He can't even remember them anymore. And that when He looks at you, when He looks at me, He sees nothing but the holy and righteous nature of His Son. Jesus has wrapped us up in robes of His righteousness. The book of Romans spends 7 chapters teaching God's people that the arrow points down, that God broke into this world and into our lives that He might make us His children by the death and resurrection of His Son. And talks all about this arrow pointing down, about how my sins went to Jesus and Jesus' holiness was imputed to me. And then after 7 chapters of that, chapter 8 starts with this fantastic word. It starts with the word therefore. This word therefore is pointing back in the first 7 chapters saying, because of all that, therefore, He says, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. God says that when we are in Christ, we won't be condemned. It's the most wonderful statement of God saying you can have a clean conscience before me. The most wonderful statement of God saying that if you have sins in your past, if you have an abortion in your past, this is a sin for which Jesus died. This is a sin that Jesus paid for completely, and that God now calls on you to understand, to believe this gospel message that Jesus says, "I forgive you all your sins. Therefore, there is no condemnation for you." So God's message isn't one of trying to deal with grief. God's message is one of atoning for guilt and grief and doing that through His Son.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.